Time now to look through the window of baseball with our good friend Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. We do it for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, thanks for being patient this morning. It's Sunday baseball. How are you?
Hey, Bruce.
Very well, thanks. And thank heavens it's 1 o'clock and not 5, huh?
Boy, yes. Isn't that the truth? I must tell you. Those 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock starts on Saturday night, I kind of like it because you have a little bit of the day to deal with. Boy, it's a tough turnaround for me and for the players, really.
Yep.
Yeah, it really is. It's just contrary to the basic nature of the game for me. Once the weekend rolls around, it's all about the daytime. You have the nights free, and oh well. It's still baseball.
Boy, it is. Bruce, this team now, as you know, they've played, 129? There's 33 to go. They've got 70 wins. You want to get to 90. And to get to 90, that would be 20 of 33. You know, that's not that simple the way they've been playing. They're 13-26. I'm starting to be a little concerned about the number 90. Boy, thank you.
Well,
thanks,
yeah, Tom. I mean, that's true. I mean, it's hard to look, you know, that far ahead and be focusing on 90 when you got to go day to day. But I think there's been a lot of good signs that they can pull that off. I mean, you know, yesterday was a bit of an aberration. You're not going to win without Posey, Belt, and Pence in the lineup. You're really strapped there, especially against a good pitcher like Fulton Davis, who is excellent. But I think just in general, you know, their health is pretty good. Pence is the one concern. The hamstring is acting up again. That's tough. And actually, as I say that, Derek Law was put on the DL today. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hurts.
So there's a couple of concerns there, but you know, who knows? Who knows how it plays out? I think they're in pretty good position. They're only two games out. The Dodgers reeling a little bit from the trade for Ruiz for Ellis, but you know, who knows? They got a great outing out of Urias yesterday. It's just back and forth. I look more at the day to day than focusing too much on that one number.
Yeah, no, I agree. 33 to go, and you want to get to 90, but you're right. When you get close, it really is playoff baseball, where every game becomes like a playoff game, and it's managed differently. Bruce, you look at this Gary Sanchez, and I know we talked about him a little bit yesterday for the Yankees. Another home run yesterday. Carmen, I haven't looked at the scoreboard today. I don't know what he's done today. 11 homers, Bruce, 23 games. He's done stuff that no rookie has ever done in Major League Baseball. And he may win Rookie of the Year in the American League. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, I think everybody was handing it to Fulmer, the Detroit pitcher, who was great. But he's making such a late charge that, you know what blew my mind yesterday? He made a throw. He's thrown out 6 out of 9 guys. He's got like a Johnny Bench arm. I mean, what the hell? This guy's, he's got it all. I mean, he's not going to hit 11 homers in every 23 games, but he's hit high fastballs, he's hit low fastballs, he's hit breaking pitches, he's got a great arm, he seems like a good kid. He's at the vanguard of this whole revolution, the youthful takeover of the Yankees, and it's fantastic. And he could steal it. I mentioned yesterday, Willie McCovey stole the Rookie of the Year. He didn't get to the Giants until midseason, but he was so hot, he overtook a guy that had been there all year, Vada Pinson, and who had a terrific year. But McCovey was had so much impact in the second half, they couldn't deny him. And Sanchez is doing that now, I think.
Yeah, he is. And I saw something. He didn't hit a home run like his first 26 at-bats. So all these home runs have come in like 54 at-bats. And then someone said, well, he's a mistake hitter. And, you know, he only hits them, you know, if it's under 94 miles an hour. I don't care what you're throwing. You hit that many, you got to swing.
He took a high fastball, a little bit of it on the outside yesterday, and just tomahawked it out. You know, that's... I don't know. The kid looks like a real player to me. It's always easy to find faults, but let's see how it plays out.
Yeah. One for two on the day for Gary Sanchez.
Yeah, I haven't heard John. Bruce, have you heard John Sterling's home run call from him yet? I have not.
I don't know if he's got his unique call from or whatever. You know, he always had one for the Grandy Man can and all that. I'm sure that he's come up with something already.
No doubt.
I hope not to hear it, as I hope not to hear all the other ones. Nauseating. Absolutely not.
Well, they call them, you know, it's like a play on the word franchise. Sanchez.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
So maybe, I don't know if that's the call, but I did see that written somewhere. So another homer for the Sanchez. I
can
just hear John saying.
And this guy's doing TV in New York. Unbelievable, Marty.
Isn't it? And I grew up there with, you know, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Russ Hodges, and Vince Scully and all that. What can I tell you? It's a different, you
know. Bruce, do you have a particular least favorite from Sterling? Is it the A-bomb from A-Rod?
A-bomb from A-Rod. He did one yesterday that I've already tried to forget that was really sickening. I can't remember what it was. They're all just hideous.
Bruce, we talked a little bit yesterday about September baseball, and you know, of course, you and I'll be talking next weekend after two Cub games. But is there a player, you know, the Yastrzemski, the Giambi, the Jeff Kent, the Will Clark, who is the guy that you could foresee maybe having a big September for the Giants?
Well, that's a good question. My initial answer would be Posey. He's really pretty banged up now. He's hurting in about 16 different ways. You know, none of them that are going to put him on the disabled list. But and he's so durable, and he's been so great. He's getting a day off. He got the day off yesterday, which was a great move by Bochy, looking at the long haul. If he's going to be playing at his regular rate, I've got to go him. I can't say Pence because the hamstring is really bothersome. From the pitching, I think Samardzija is going to be huge. He's come up with the two new pitches. He really looked good the other night. The ball was moving all over the place. Guys didn't know what was coming, which is the whole thing about hitting and, you know, balance and timing and everything else. Those are the names that come quickly to mind. Obviously, Bumgarner, you know, they're going to need him to be himself. So I gave you, that's three answers. I'll come up with three more here.
Yeah. Well, it just shows you, Pat, you know, the kind of team they have.
Right.
It's no one's going to hit. And with all the home runs we talked about yesterday, they're still the leader, 14?
Yeah, for the Giants, I think Posey has 14 to lead the team, or Belt maybe.
Yeah.
That has to change. That really has to change. And it could be Posey. It could be Pence if he gets back in there. Guys like Crawford and Belt, they're not going to turn into Stanton. But you just need that timely home run. Actually, Crawford hit one last night that looked like it might be really timely. They didn't win the game. It was the only relief damage they did. But, who knows? They haven't had this guy. They didn't have that guy on the three World Series teams. They had timely home runs. They didn't have the big, massive bomber. So it can be done.
Bruce, Matt Kemp went deep last night, and he's been a pretty good adversary for these Giants, dating back to, I think he has 18 bombs since 2011, Arenado since 2014, I think. So, Matt Kemp, what did you think about seeing him? He looks a little different, doesn't he?
I'm really not sure. I haven't been physically. You mean
he looks significantly heavier. And we were talking to Mark Bowman, who covers the Braves for MLB.com yesterday, and I told him that I had read quotes that the general manager for the Braves had called Kemp out for being 30 pounds overweight. But boy, you can be chunky and still go up there and you can jog around the bases if you hit one 420 feet.
Yeah, we know that. He looks good at the plate. I mean, the swing is there. Talk about a good mistake hitter. But I mean, he left San Diego in a big, you know, firestorm. He even admitted that he wasn't playing all out all the time, and that he wasn't a good teammate. And now he's on the worst team in the league, and he's doing well. I really don't care about Matt Kemp except when he hurts the Giants.
Isn't that the truth? Did you follow the Dustin Pedroia story at all? The second baseman for the Red Sox from Northern California.
11 straight.
Yes.
That's unbelievable. We talk about a player that any team would want to have. I mean, just the streak aside, just in general, I don't care if he's hitting 230. Give me him right now. That guy is such a good player. Totally aggressive, great in the clubhouse, unbelievable energy, good hitter, good fielder, good leader. And it was great to see something great come his way, where he really gets a good national burst of publicity.
Hits an 11 consecutive at bats. Now the record is
That's
12.
Crazy.
Now you know that was the RBIs.
Oh, the RBI. Sorry. Whoops. Sorry, fans.
That's all right. But Walt Dropo.
Yeah, Walt Dropo.
12 for 12. Mike Pinky
Walt
Higgins.
Dropo, for heaven's sake.
Mike Pinky Higgins.
Uh huh.
Can't forget him. He had 12. And then Johnny Kling, who was a catcher for the Cubs in 1908, he had 12 as well.
He was on the Tinker Evers the Chance team,
That's correct.
And
Chance didn't like him because Johnny Kling was a pool player, and he used to hold out. He was a big billiards guy. So
there's some inside knowledge.
Right, that was Johnny Kling. But the point at Pedroia, 11 hits, the 12 record is one of those records that, you know, people come close to, but they don't quite get there. Look, in the whole history of baseball, there's only three that have done it. But no Pedroia tonight.
Yeah, out for personal reasons.
What's that all about?
Yeah, I haven't seen the details yet, or at least they haven't published them that I can find.
Yeah, that's odd. I mean, who could even hazard a guess there? I mean, he's a high character guy, but yeah, I would rather see Pedroia's name up there than Walt Dropo and Johnny Kling.
Well, Pinky Higgins.
Pinky Higgins.
Someday I'll tell you his story. It's not a great baseball story. He was not a very liberal man. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Coming from Texas. Hey, did you see Mike Everett yesterday tossed out four Tigers?
Crazy.
Yeah, and let's toss out Mike Everett for about a week. The game is all about him. The guys are making absolutely mild, calm protests, and he's kicking them out of the game. Hey, Mike, game's not about you. Take a week off and think about it.
Yeah, I want to see Eddie when he comes here today. That's a good question for Eddie. Eddie's got to be politically correct, but
Harper got tossed out too, and then he had some post-game comments where he continued ripping the ump. So I mean, crazy.
Well, he went a little ballistic, which is going to get you tossed. Mm-hmm. I think he did that before he got tossed, or maybe it was after. But I'm so tired of guys getting tossed during an at bat over a call, and especially at the umpires that have too quick of a trigger.
Hey, Bruce.
Joe Torre came out and saying, you know, we got to stop. Got to stop protesting this, calm down and everything. But, you know, if the calls are that bad, you got to say something.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Just for fun today, Bruce, it's Mike Kruko bobblehead day, and I'm just such a big fan. I know all Giants fans are, but I love the guy's analysis and his sense of humor, and just your thoughts on Mike Kruko and his bobblehead day.
Well, I mean, they're honoring the best analyst in the business. Mm-hmm. And a guy who goes through an awful lot of hell just to get to the ballpark, to get it to sit down, to go downstairs. He can't even go to Wrigley Field now because the park is so ancient. It creates these harrowing logistical nightmares for him. You know, never a sour word, never a sour look. I mean, last night in the post game wrap after a loss, he's got his head like on the table, imitating Kuiper.
Yeah.
Kuiper's post game wrap. The guy's absolutely hilarious and absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, every night in, night out, he's totally respectful of the opposition. He was really getting into the Braves pitcher last night. But now I pronounced it once right now. I forgot already.
Fulton Avich,
yeah. He was really getting into the guy and how good he was and why the Braves like him. That separates him from so many announcers who, if it's not your guy, they don't even care. And if somebody in the other team does something, it's like a funeral's taking place. He just loves the game. He educates people. He's funny, and he's battling something that most people would send him straight into depression. So good on him.
Good for
him. Nice, Bruce. Nice.
Very nice. Bruce, thanks for being with us. I look forward to next week from Wrigley. We'll be talking. Now, we won't be there, but certainly it'll be a very interesting four-game series for us.
You know what the heck? Let's go to Chicago, Marty. I think we've earned it.
I'll pick you up. Tell me what time. All right. Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day.
Get Truett and White to hook you up. A couple of airfares, and you're on your way.
All right.
Lee Hammer, take care of the hotel.
Who?
Never mind.
Yeah. All right.